Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show rolls on Wednesday, May 25th, brought to you by Harvest Ridge Coffee. Remember, they have all different kinds of blends. They've got a Kona blend, even got decaf. Why? I don't know. But don't, you know, I need decaf. I need decaf. They've got all different kinds of Harvest Ridge Coffee. We just use the house blend here at the Radio Ranch. Good enough for us. Gets us up and perking every morning. Get your Harvest Ridge Coffee from Refreshment Services Pepsi at your local convenience store or buy it and brew it up yourself at home. Laura Sievert from Arts Quincy is always my guest, almost always. Sometimes it's somebody else, but every Wednesday morning we start with Arts Quincy, and by golly, this week is the official, unofficial start of summer, and the Quincy Park Band is going to be playing on Memorial Day, a concert at 6 p.m. in Madison Park. Are you part of the Quincy Park Band?
I figured you were.
You figured you were. So do you have any idea what the repertoire will be?
Well, it's Memorial Day, so you should expect a lot of patriotic tunes, and we usually like to get the crowd up and on their feet. I believe we'll do the
The medley of all the from the Navy will stand up when that song is played. Yeah, the Armed Forces
medley. You're right. That's why I couldn't come up with it this morning. I'm just a little slow. I need some of that coffee you were talking about.
It's always free.
Yeah.
It's going to be Monday night, 6 o'clock at Madison Park at 24th and Main. That's where you'll be set up. Just out of curiosity, why not the riverfront? Because you always have your park band at Madison Park,
but I think it's because we don't get bugs up at Madison Park.
You're probably right. And also, let's face it, when you're planning these things, you never know if the river's going to flood. So.
It's not spring, but you know.
It's not much of a problem this year, but so anyway, everybody can come. Bring your own lawn chair.
And bring a blanket, yeah.
And bring a blanket, and you can bring your own food and beverage and have a picnic if you'd like. The great thing about it is there is a playground there, so if the kids get
kind of fancy, my kids stay there a lot.
They just roll. Just tell them, you know, no scream. You know, little everybody else is trying to listen to the pretty music, but this is such a great tradition. The Quincy Park Band will be performing regularly. Looking forward to getting their schedule. So I'm going to put Laura Sievert in charge of making sure that I get a schedule for the Quincy
Wednesday
Park Band.
Wednesday, Sundays, all summer long.
All summer long. So it's free of charge. And for more information, go to quincyparkband.org. What happens if it rains? Do you move somewhere else? We have a rain out
location, which is the Croc Center, and we'll put that up on Facebook. And there's also a phone number that you can call for a rain out location, or if we're to be rained out. If it's raining like it is right now in Quincy, this light rain, we'd probably still play outside. It's more if we have lightning or anything like that. Yeah,
you're in a metal shell. Quincyparkband.org for all that information. Laura announced this event on Tuesday, June 7th, probably 2 months ago. You were so excited. You're showing the movie Soul.
Yeah.
And it's going to be down right by the Jackson Lincoln Pool. The Disney Pixar movie Soul will be one of the showings, and just all kinds of other things. There's all kinds of sponsors and everything that you want to get involved with. Tell us all about this, because this is big. You did this last year.
Yeah.
You're doing it again this year, and hopefully this will become an annual event.
Yeah, so we actually do two of these per summer now, and the first one is our movie night. Last year we did Princess and the Frog, and it was really popular, and this year we're doing Soul. We actually wanted to do this movie last year, but the rights were too new last year, and they're very, very expensive if you get it. But we show it on this huge LED stadium screen, so it's like what you might see if you go to watch a Bears game or something. It's actually a mobile one of those. The picture is just crystal clear, even though it's light outside. So it's really, really neat. And if you haven't seen the movie Soul, music by Grammy Award-winning John Batiste, it is a terrific story. I particularly like the music in it. It's got a jazz theme throughout. We'll have about four arts organizations on hand doing activities, the Quincy Arts Center, Quincy Community Theater, the library will be there, and the Historical Society. And then we're also having a little jazz ensemble led by Les Fonda. So it's a split out of the entire the big band that they have just reimagined, which is the...
Like Great River Swing?
Great River Swing.
So this is a small collection of artists, but that's okay. And this is on a Tuesday night?
It's on a Tuesday night, and Blessing Health Systems is our partner in this. They're going to be doing some health screenings for people in the community, and we're not quite sure what that's going to look like this time yet.
Well, I know they did last year blood pressure screening, which was very... Very nice. This is down in a traditionally African-American part of town. Of course, everybody is welcome. But we do know that African-Americans do suffer from high blood pressure, hypertension, more than
Caucasians. So it's a great chance for people who maybe don't get to the doctor a lot to just get a blood pressure screening. Now, if it's high, they're going to encourage you to go and see your doctor. But it's just nice to know what your baseline blood pressure is.
Last year, we actually had at our July event A1C diabetes screening, but it was so hot at our July event that the machine shut down on us. So we're not going to do that again this year in case it gets real hot. But that's all right. Blessing is also providing food for the event, which will be Big Bros Catering, Big Bros Barbecue Catering. So free dinner, everything, no cost to anything that I'm talking about. So that's what's super about it and that for that community, and we're really excited to be down there. Everybody is welcome. The screen is enormous. We got double the number of picnic tables this year, and I have so many popsicles that you're not even going to believe it. So it's going to be a terrific time.
But you can bring your own lawn chair, too, or your own blanket if you
want. Yeah,
you
can bring your lawn chair or your blanket. We're going to have more tents up this year, so that was one of the feedback we got last year, is more shades, so we're going to try to throw some shade up on the field. But it should just be a wonderful time for kickoff for the entire summer for Jackson Lincoln Pool.
Okay, June 7th, Jackson Lincoln Pool. Everyone is welcome from all over the tri-state area to come and see the movie Soul free of charge, eat a light dinner free of charge, and get some health screenings and have some arts activities. It'll be fun for the kids and for the whole family. And what else is on your Arts Quincy list?
Last but not least on my list is Quincy Community Theater's new show, Trap, is coming up. And they've got a discovery night on Tuesday, June 6th. If you haven't heard, Tuesday, June 7th at 6. So this is during the same time. So that's okay.
We have three things for that. Sunset Home is having their open house for their new
build.
Yeah, it's always three things. You know, you can never plan something that there isn't two other things competing. But that's okay.
That is totally true. But that's okay. If you haven't heard about the show, it's kind of a thriller. And it's their children's show. So they've got kind of teenage kids in this.
Yeah, it's teenage kids. It's
a thriller mystery, I would say.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because it's a children's show, but it's not a children's show. There are children in the cast.
Right.
But adults will like this. The key is there's several productions. Do not tell anybody the secret.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
Right.
And once the secret is revealed, I mean, my two cousins are in this. So I'm so excited because, you know, it's so hard to get a part at QCT. So
yeah.
I'm so excited when one or both of them that love theater get involved.
So, yeah.
Trap. So Discovery Night is June 7th.
Right.
And then
the
tickets are on sale now for the show.
That's right. They're only $12. So it's in the smaller theater. So it's in the Black Box Theater. And I think they're really excited to use that space. They're on sale now at oneqct.org or in the box office.
Okay. So everybody get out and see Trap. It's mostly teenage student artists that are performing it, and absolutely it's going to be fantastic. Well, of course, it has to be fantastic. My two cousins are in it.
Yeah, that's right.
But I want people to support children's theater.
Yeah.
Not everything in children's theater is like, you know, Two Bunny Rabbits or something. I mean, this is a serious play. It's kind of like the one when they did 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
That was so cool. Yeah. I would say too that they're still looking for some volunteers. So if you want us to support them in an extra way, ushering or helping with tickets and things, that's an easy way to help out in just a short amount of time. That's one of my favorite ways to volunteer down there.
Yeah. If you usher, the great thing about it is if you take tickets or usher, you can still see the show that night because your job is over pretty much.
As the show
starts. Laura Sievert, as always, thank you. And I should identify her as Joe Bonansinga Award winner, Laura Sievert. Give you 2 minutes for those who didn't hear your acceptance speech. This is one of the highest honors that can be given to anybody in Quincy by the Rotary Club and the United Way. And you were so honored 2 weeks ago. What does that mean to you? You've had 2 weeks for it to sink in that you're a Joe Bonansinga.
Yeah, when you look at the list of folks who have won that in the past, it feels like some rarefied air. You know, I mean, it's some amazing people who have done amazing work, and so to be mentioned in the same breath was pretty touching. You know, I think what I keep telling people is, I volunteer on all of these things, the things that I do. You know, I do the blood donations, and I do the 100 Women Who Care, and I do all the different things, the bike riding, the park band.
Yeah. You know, you're in a lot of things.
I do all of those things, though, to make the community I want to see better, right? I want to I want us to be better. I want us to grow and to have art and to have music and to have bicycle paths. Yeah. And so I'm really just, it's all very selfish because I sort of just want, to make it the community I want to see.
Okay. So there you've heard it. Selfish. Selfish. Joe Bonansinga winner.
That's right.
Laura Siebert. But you're right, Laura. Chuck Schultz just got named Golden Deeds Award winner. And he said, you know, he really receives it on behalf of the unsung heroes because everybody who helps wants to share what they love with others and wants the community to be the best it can be. And certainly your efforts have made art possible for hundreds, if possibly as many as 10,000 children have seen plays and been involved with arts thanks to your efforts. Bicycle riders are safer. Park band people get to hear the park band. I mean, it's just amazing what you have done, and you've done it with other people, but I do want to applaud you because,
you
said, trying to make this world better for you and for your children is making it better for everybody and everybody's children. So I do thank you.
Well, I thank you too. And it's been quite a trip. It's been really amazing. I said my headline was above the headline about Target. And I was like, that's when you knew you made it in Quincy, Illinois.
You beat out Target for the top headline. Yeah. Well,
that's pretty cool.
That may have been a last minute. You don't understand how newspapers are put together.
Hey, listen, I'm taking the win.
I'm taking the win.
I'm bigger than the Beatles if I'm bigger than Target.
Target. 9:30 is our time. Jacob Hollensteiner is in the green room. We're going to talk about Gems baseball. Woohoo!
Baseball season.
I bet they've got a game on June 7th, too. Everybody's happy on June 7th. We'll be back in a moment. Well, we've got a little mandolin rain falling down here in Uptown Quincy. Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show rolls on, powered by Refreshment Services Pepsi Harvest Ridge Coffee. And Jacob Hollensteiner joins me. We're going to have Wednesday with the Gems, all Gems season, and this is our first installment. He's wearing a Chicago Cubs shirt, so he apparently does not know that Steve and I take this very personally. You can wear a Gem shirt from now on, but please do not show up with your Cubs shirt and attire anymore. Jacob Hollensteiner, tell us about yourself. We know you're a Cubs fan. Yeah. Either that or you just got cheap apparel and you didn't know what else to wear today. What else do we need to know about you?
Yeah, came on as the general manager of the Gems after the end of last season, brought on by Jimmy and Julie Loudon, who own the team. So they welcomed me on, came on, like I said, at the end of last season, and just looking to kind of make my mark here with the team and in the community. I'm born and raised here in Quincy. I've got a wife and three kids, so been a part of the community for a long time, and just really looking to kind of serve not only our team and, you know, the front office staff and everything, but just seeing what we can kind of bring to the community. We got summer fun out there, so we're looking to kind of give back in ways and just make sure that everyone has a good time this summer.
You know, it's interesting because the general manager job, you're not the coach.
No.
So you're not the one that, you know, you're not the one directing it's time to bunt or steal or whatever or giving them batting practice tips. You are the guy that really makes the team feel at home, make sure the team has everything it needs. But you also, it's the fan experience. And that's why people keep coming back to the Gems mm-hmm. every year. The Louthans have done a wonderful job owning the Gems. Really, of course, the food at the park is out of this world because they have a catering company, and that's
Absolutely.
What everybody says. You go to these real small league ballparks and you get some really mundane food, but not at the Gem. So the fan experience, would that be safe to say that's what you're in charge of?
Yes.
Yeah.
When they say general manager, it literally means general manager. I've been dressed up as Gem Bird on a couple occasions.
If there's toilet paper that needs to be
yes.
put in the, you're there. So you do everything.
A little bit of everything. We share the stadium with Quincy University, of course. So once they're done with their season, then we go out to the stadium ourselves and set everything up. So we've been out there. The interns.
Their season's been lasting a little bit longer
than
expected, which is lovely. Yeah.
Absolutely. They're getting ready to play a big game on Friday and Saturday, so we'll be cheering them on. We've been out there setting up the stadium, getting stuff ready for our fans. What they kind of pride themselves on, and they've done it ever since they took over the team, even back when the Oakley-Lindsay Center owned it, they pride themselves on making an experience. Of course, you're out there to catch a ball game, catch some good summer fun. But what they pride themselves on is the fan experience. You can go there and get entertainment, have fun, make memories. We do a good job of, we If you're familiar with the gems, you know about it. If you're not, but we have what's called our Gempire Nights. We usually have roughly about, this year we'll have 7 nights.
Wow, 7 Gempire.
7 Gempire Nights, yes. So there'll be, of course, every game is fun to come to. We have a little bit of something every game, but these Gempire Nights, they're added entertainment, extra fun. We've got giveaways and promotions. We'll have the players themselves. They'll be dressed up in special themed uniforms to kind of go along with the knights. So just to kind of cap those off and run through those, we'll have Capes and Crowns Night, which is basically superheroes and princesses. We'll follow that up with Harry Potter Night, Margaritaville Night, Military Night, Country Western Night, 90s Night, and then our final Gempire Night will be Star Wars Night. So on all those nights, we'll have, like I said, special themed jerseys, food specials, entertainment, bands. We'll have fireworks on 3 of those nights. So really just kind of make it a extra fun, even more so than it already is.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, we go to watch the game. We go to see somebody who may be in the big league some year. Mm-hmm. But we also go to have a hot dog and a beer we can afford, because,
yes,
I mean, I'm sorry, but it gets a little expensive at the big league parks.
Absolutely.
We also go to see our friends, and, you know, I always sometimes feel a little bit disrespectful, because sometimes, you know, when the game's going on, I may not be paying as close attention because I'm talking with a girlfriend or I'm seeing somebody I haven't seen. And I do know that if you're a 12-year-old girl looking for a 12-year-old boy, it absolutely is the best place to be, because they just walk back and forth. Up and down, looking for, you know, true romance.
Absolutely.
It's a safe place. You can come with your family. You don't have to watch your kids like a hawk. You know, you can let them kind of run around in the stands a little bit. You
sure
can let them get excited that they're going to catch a ball, which they probably aren't, but that's okay. They can get their little gems shirt. Those players to them are as close to, you know, Albert Pujols as they're going to get. So there's access there.
Absolutely, yes. One of the things is, we like to have, you know, the kids run out on the field after the game. We encourage the players to go out into the stands, shake hands, sign autographs. You know, like you said, the players to them, they're like superstars. They are like major league players, even though some of them, you know, this could be their last year of baseball in their career. But we have, you know,
first year of
baseball.
It
could be their first. We have guys from community colleges all the way up to D1. We have major league prospects that come through who are going to get drafted. So it really is kind of, we got a little something for everybody. So,
well, we're going to talk about it every Wednesday, and we're excited. So opening, let's talk about the first things first.
Yes.
When is opening night, and how do we get tickets?
So, okay, we are just actually days away. So next Monday, the players are actually going to be coming to Quincy. They'll get settled in. Tuesday, we're going to get them all geared up. We're going to get them their uniforms, get them their equipment, and then they're going to be off on the road June 1st and 2nd. They're going to be playing at Burlington. And then our first home game, which will coincidentally be our first Gempire night, is Friday, June 3rd. That is against Clinton. And we will be opening the gates at 5:30. First pitch is at 6:35. And tickets can actually be, of course, you can walk up to the gate and purchase them there. We have moved to a digital platform this year called Hometown Ticketing. So you can access that by downloading the Hometown Ticketing app on your phone, or just simply go to our website, buy your tickets there. They'll be sent directly to your phone. We'll just scan them at the gate. But yeah, that first...
Some of them are like general admission, right? You can sit anywhere. And some
absolutely.
Of them are reserved seating, that like specialized seating.
Correct.
Right?
Yep, we got our general admission. We got the first 2 rows down by the field is kind of our reserved box seat area. A little bit more of the comfier seating up there. And then, of course, we've got our big dew deck out in left field, our picnic area over on right field. So we've got plenty of accommodations, whatever you're looking for there. And that first night is a Gempire night, like I said. That will also be a firework night as well. So we're just going to start it off with a big bang right off the get-go.
Fireworks and capes and caps and what is it? Capes and
capes
crowns,
Capes and
right?
crowns, yeah. Superheroes and princesses.
I'll have to get my tiara. Okay, we're looking forward to it. Jacob Hollensteiner, thank you so very much. You know, the gems, when the gems do well, folks, the city of Quincy does well. There are people that come from out of town to see these games. It's very important. Does Hannibal have a team this year?
No.
No,
they,
so we want to invite all
yeah.
of them. And that's indeed, I will tell you a quick story, my little godson, of course, I'd bring him to all the gems games, okay? and he had all of his Gems gear, and he was just, you know, as far as he was concerned, because he was going to be a Cardinal baseball player.
Oh, absolutely.
He grew up, you know. And then Hannibal got their own team.
Yep.
And he said, Pinky, I can't root for the Gems anymore. I have to root for the Hannibal Cavemen. They're my home team. I said, I understand. So he gave back all of his Gem stuff, and I gave it to another little kid.
Oh.
But he would always, you know, we'd go to the Hannibal Caveman games, we'd come to the Gems games. He just loves sports.
Absolutely.
And he just did his master's degree thesis on the sporting experience and
fan
experience. So he got his master's degree. He could be a general manager maybe of the Gems someday. If
Bring him on.
keep your nose to the grindstone, Jacob. There could be somebody coming up after you. Hey, we've got Jeff Moran sitting in the green room. He's going to tell us all about the farmer's market. But first, we got to go up to where the big farmers are, the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, and see what's happening up there. We'll be right back. Well, it just keeps spitting rain on us, but we're going to turn our attention to the farmer's market. There are several farmer's markets in our area, Keokuk, Hannibal, Quincy, but one of the best, of course, is the one behind the Quincy Town Center. Every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 3 to 6, and every Saturday morning from 8 to 1. And Jeff Moran is here, and he's been involved with the farmer's market at the Quincy Town Center now for years, and you kind of take the lead on making sure everybody knows who's there and who's coming. So when does the farmer's market open?
The farmer's market opens this 2022 season, June the 2nd. So I think it's 8 days left, I believe.
Yeah, 8 days, and then they're going to open on a Thursday, June the 2nd. And people have come to know and rely on that great farmer's market, because it's open on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons reliably and Saturday mornings reliably. And you get great vendors, and people know they can come back over and over again and get all the fresh produce. You yourself sell goat's milk soaps and lotions and all kinds of things. And we always can't wait for the new scents that are coming out for this year and everything. But let's talk about, just in your mind's eye, however you want to do it, Jeff, who is there almost always at the farmer's market? Because every once in a while there'll be something new and exciting, and maybe just one or two times a year. But for the regulars, who are the regulars at the farmer's market?
Okay, of course, you know, I got to start with our business.
Absolutely.
J&J, Goat's Milk, Soaps and Lotions. John is my partner. We've had the business about 7 years maybe, and John had been making soap years and years ago with his aunt. So we took two-hour classes and learned a lot of the shortcuts and the stuff there. And excuse me, we have soaps, lotions, we have bath bombs, we have lip balm, shaving soaps and stuff. It's scented or unscented. Then we have Crawford Farms, Corey Crawford. He is our manager. He's got produce, almost anything you can think of. Right now he's got strawberries, but whether he'll have enough for the mall when it starts or, you know, our farmer's market, that's going to be kind of iffy. But later on he'll have corn, the sugar baby watermelons. He has the famous orange watermelon.
The orange watermelon, you can cut a big eye out of the middle of it, put blueberries in, and you've got a University of Illinois experience for your tailgate. But the great thing about Crawford Farms is you can't always know what Corey's going to have, because it's whatever's fresh on his farm. So right now he's got the strawberries in. Hopefully he'll still have some left by June 8th, you know, or June 2nd, I should say, when the market opens. And then the watermelon, you know, it's not there every time, because you got to wait for it to be fresh. And the tomatoes and the corn, you've got to wait for all this stuff. But when you get it, it's fresh picked.
That's when they need to, I tell everybody, because my position's the media manager, you want to look on Quincy Town Center. It's Quincy Town Center Farmers Market on Facebook. I do all of that, and I always put on there, let's say, like, we have such and such, and I put a face with a product so people know where to go. So when corn starts to get ready, I put that on there. When watermelons are ready, I start to put that on there, and vice versa, you know, all that stuff. And I have right now 1,600 followers.
That's great. So be a follower on Facebook of the Quincy Town Center Farmers Market, and Jeff Moran's going to keep you up to date. We've mentioned J&J Soaps and Lotions. We've mentioned Crawford Farms. some of the other vendors?
We have Shara Farms, and they have a lot of strawberries. They have rhubarb. They're famous for their honey. They have different produce, you know, like some of the others, tomatoes. Roger makes wooden spoons, homemade wooden spoons. They are fantastic. And Virginia has crocheted like animals. And I've got a teddy bear sitting on my couch that's been there since October, all during the Christmas season. And I don't know how many people have tried to take my little bear.
Get your own bear.
Yeah, I said, if you want a bear, you go to Charles Farms stand, and she's got bumblebees. They sell a lot of those, mice, little turtles and stuff, but she has those big bears, and they are cute. You just can't believe you got to see them.
Okay, so food and some crafted items, including wooden spoons and crocheted animals.
And
what else?
Then we've got Paul Smith, Paul and Dot,
oh, yeah.
Farming Small. They have the most fantastic meats.
Mm-hmm.
It's all fresh. It's wrapped professionally. They have brats. They have pork, beef, chicken. I bought a huge turkey breast for Thanksgiving 2 years ago. It was so big I couldn't get the thing in the crock pot. So I had to put it in a big thing in the oven because, you know, I just thought I would use a crock pot. It'd be easier. But, oh, my gosh, we made four meals off of it and then had to freeze the rest.
Well, I will give a little shout-out to Paul Smith at Smith Farms. The great thing about that is go and see what he has available. But some things like his ribeyes, they go like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a ribeye, you almost have to tell him, I want a ribeye, and he'll tell you when he's going to have it available.
Right.
And you can even prepay, and he'll keep it for you or whatever. But the nice point of contact is every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 3 to 6 and every Saturday morning from 8 to 1. And again, this is beef, pork, chicken, turkeys that they have raised themselves, mm-hmm. that are locally sourced. You know what they've been eating. You know who's been taking care of them. And frankly, I find the price to be not much different than the grocery store.
No, then also, too, you know it's grown locally, who grew it and how it's grown. They've just got a whole lot of chickens. I mean a lot of chickens. So come July and everything, he'll have a lot of eggs. We also have Dave Terwelp. He has a lot of plants and stuff. I love his jade plants, and he'll have rhubarb and sweet potatoes. A lot of other stuff. And then we have Penny. She sells a lot of homemade jewelry, just different things that are really different, unique. And she's usually there on Saturday. And then, let's see, then we have Odd and Ends. We've got some vendors that are from Mount Sterling that sells, like, a lot of cucumbers for canning, just different varieties. And then, like you say, we have some that just show up someday, but the original ones are basically the one I named, you know.
Right. And so what you do is you go for those standards, and then you look, for example, I know that there have been Amish and Mennonite stands.
Mm-hmm.
I know Mr. Hosta is there sometimes. So, you know, again, next Thursday it opens, June 2nd. And if you need plants for any kind of outdoor landscaping, there'll be plants there for that. There'll be some things maybe you can plant in your own garden. But the very first fruits and vegetables of the season will be there. And, of course, J&J soaps. Now, he brought me three soaps today. I haven't looked at what they are. So we'll just take a look in our grab bag and see. This one is eucalyptus spearmint.
That's a good soap that'll wake you up of a morning.
That will clear your sinuses out if you've got it, but in a good way. You know,
yes.
Not like smelling salts. Okay, and this one is flower cart. Ooh, that's Bears fan. He won't want that. That'll make him too purdy. I'll keep flower cart
okay.
for myself, okay? And this one is buttercream. The only complaint I have about your brown soaps, they leave a little brown residue in the.
Well, that's because it's got a lot of vanilla in it.
I know it.
But I tell people it'll wash right down,
right
down the drain. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a way to know. You know, it's kind of like how when you were little and they made you brush your teeth and then they gave you that pink tablet to show you maybe you weren't brushing enough.
Mm-hmm.
When the last time, it wasn't buttercream, it was another flavor. It was another scent. And I loved it. but it left little brown. So I had to really clean my bathroom. So it was a reminder to clean my bathroom.
We had chocolate fudge.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You either like chocolate or you don't.
Don't.
And we had a little boy come up there, and he actually thought it was fudge.
It looked like chocolate.
No, no, hon, you can't eat that. But I'll tell you another three that are really good. We've got one named Farmer's Market. We usually run out of that when I start bragging about that. But my partner, John, his last name is King, and my last name is Moran. So
yeah,
we've named soaps after our names, we don't tell people what they are. We let them smell them twice, and mine has been winning probably 8-2. Yeah.
Well, John King is not here to defend himself today, and I want everyone to know I prefer King. No offense to Jeff Moran, but I prefer King over Moran. So you can have your own test at home. Buy a bar of King and a bar of Moran and see.
And speaking of home, when we're not at the market, even during when we're after the market's over with or during the market, we've got a number that you can call. And if you can't make it to the market, just give us a call and you can come out to the house and get what you want and, you know, shop there too.
Okay, what's that number?
That number is 217-653-5314.
5314, and they have lotions too, not just soaps, but they have wonderful lotions and stuff like that. So, folks, you know, we tell people there are lots of opportunities for farmers markets. You know, there's one in Keokuk, there's one in Hannibal. There are several in Quincy Tuesday morning at the health department, Saturday morning downtown. Quincy Medical Group is one of your sponsors, and I know that they sponsor the one at Washington Park too, because they want people to eat fresh and eat local.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just encourage you that whatever's in season, I mean, you know, you say, well, I don't like cucumbers that much. Well, you don't have to buy 28 cucumbers. Just have it on your salad. And if you don't like cucumbers that much, 4 slices. You're getting a different kind of nutrient in your body. You're getting something that's from our local soil. And let me tell you, if you suffer from allergies, bees honey maybe one of the ways to help you get over it, because locally sourced bees honey is from here. There's nothing wrong with that bear thing you get at the grocery store. But, you know, that was made kind of in a factory situation with factory bees.
Yeah, this is all
when
local.
When you get homemade honey from these homemade local places, you are getting what those bees have been feeding on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're allergic to that pollen, eating that honey helps desensitize you to that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some very big health factors associated with that.
And just watch, like I say, Quincy Town Center Farmers Market. That's the page I do. And you mentioned cucumbers. I'm going to be doing a thing on cucumbers with all the different things that you would not believe that you can do with a cucumber.
Okay, well.
Health-wise.
Health-wise, yeah. I mean, throw them at people is one of the things I use them for mostly, but that's not sanctioned by the Town Center Farmers Market. Thank you so very much, Jeff Moran, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody at opening day of the Farmers Market Thursday, June 2nd.
Thank you for having me.